Coming up is the long-promised Michael DelGiorno confession, and I hope you have one-tenth of the fun that I'm going to have doing this. Hadn't done it yet. Generally, I do it, and then I tell you if it's going to work or not. This just seems like it's destined to rule. And I know you don't know who Michael DelGiorno is, but he's just like all of them. He's exactly the same. He will sit there and lie his ass off like crazy, invent and fabricate bullshit from every direction, the most mean-spirited prick he could ever say. And on top of that, he's, oh, such a Christian. He's here to do the Lord's work while he's calling Chelsea the White House dog. He's one of those guys. Oh, and he's God's soldier, and he's here to witness to his greatness, and so he can join him in the kingdom of heaven, yada, yada, yada. What a load of crap. Well, here we go. Michael DelGiorno, who got caught.
Coming up at 7:40, by the way, obviously, I have a lot to tell you about my summer vacation.
He's already lying. He's lying big time because he is a lying whore. And Michael, I'll send you a copy of this. I'll get you new. You're getting one of these in the email, dude. You can choose or not. Let's do it if you want. But Mike, you're just lying your ass off. He's pulling the old Reagan trick. Boy, you're not going to be able to shut me up when I tell you my point of view. Oh, I'll tell you, you just can't hold me back because I'm going to tell you. And then when he gets into it, it's the Lord loves me and that's all I'm going to say. Well, no, you don't get to play that. Michael DelGiorno is one of those liars. I don't think he thinks there's a God. How do you steal from a casino if you know God's watching you? Explain yourself. To commit any kind of overt crime, I mean, it's one thing, you stub your toe, you fall down, and you say, fuck, I tore my pants. And then you think, oh, God, I've sinned. If you say, God damn, then you've taken the Lord's name in vain. But you didn't plan to do that. It was an involuntary kind of thing. But when you steal money from a casino, you know God's watching you every minute of your life, if you believe in that hokey, wacky stuff. But you know God's watching. And, well, interestingly, so was the casino. The cameras in the sky caught him, and he got banned for life in the casino for stealing. And he knows God's watching him every second. Oh, was God distracted? Does God only watch now and then? Do you roll the dice when you sin? Maybe God missed that one. I thought God was like all-powerful, all-seeing, knew everything. It's the Lord. But he went and stole, and then he lied about it. He's a liar and a thief and a whore. Oh, but God loves him. It doesn't work that way, Michael.
We are aware of what was written in the Tulsa World, and we will be responding. I know I was reading, I don't know if it was one of the message boards, I think it was at MichaelDelGiornoSucks.com. And he's like, oh, I wonder what he's going to do. Is he going to pull a Jimmy Swaggart? Is he going to pull a Mel Gibson? Is he going to pull a Jeb Baker? No, I'm going to pull a Michael DelGiorno.
And as you're about to find out, pulling a Michael DelGiorno is worse than pulling a Jimmy Swaggart, worse than pulling a Jim Baker, worse than pulling a Mel Gibson. And apparently, this is that recent. I didn't know. All it says on the website is he got banned from the casino for gambling, but Mel Gibson's only been 6 months ago or so. It's not like this goes way back. Oh, when I was a child, I made youthful indiscretions. No, it's in one of those. This is either 06 or 07. That this bastard got caught stealing from a casino because he has a gambling problem. Between him and Jesus, they can't come up with enough willpower to stop his gambling problem. What a crock of shit. Everything I've ever fucking done in my life, I knew I was doing it. I either was greedy or stupid or, I had wanted to get away with something, I mean, that's the truth about things when you do wrong things. And then when you get caught, you say, oh, I don't know where my head was. Well, yeah, you did. You're trying to make a profit, liar. And that's what he was doing. He was probably out of money, and he thought, well, I'll steal some. There's no God. I won't have to pay for this. There is no God. He's not going to catch me. I'm not going to hell for this. And then he stole the damn money from the casino. You can't do that, Michael. You're a liar and a fraud and a whore. You know it. I know it. Bob Dole knows it. American people know it. Every Bar Cop listener knows it. I guarantee you that. I assume most of Tulsa knows now. After all these years of, the Lord, he protects me. Oh, the Lord is one with me, and I'm a true Christian. What do you call himself? A young Christian in his presence. Well, I'm a young Christian doing all I can for the Lord, and I steal when I think I can get away with it. Liar, whore, fraud, that's DelGiorno.
So if you want to hear about that, we'll pull the Michael DelGiorno at 7:40. In the meantime, we're going to do what we're all paid to do, and that is sift through all this life and make sense of it.
Listen to him lie even after he got caught. After he got caught and after he got banned from the casino, I don't know if they arrested him or if they just threw him out the front door and took his picture and put his picture in the rogues gallery. But even after that, we're going to try to make some sense of this. Yeah, we're making sense of Michael. You're a fucking thief. You see something you want and you take it, like that monkey that's in the White House right now. Don't give me the, we're going to try to make some sense of it. You're a pig. You saw something you wanted and you stole it. And maybe you told yourself, well, it's just a bunch of red Indians. They don't need the money. I can steal from them because they're red. They're not white like me. They're not white Christian like me. So I'll just steal their money. It doesn't work that way, Mike, and there's nothing to figure out. You're a fucking thief, a liar, and a whore. Don't act like, oh, we're going to have to investigate and see what happened. You know what happened. You fucking did this. You did the stealing yourself. Dragging God's name through the mud the whole time. Again, more proof that Michael Del Giorno doesn't think there's a God. Because if he thought there was a God, if he respected his God, why would he drag his God through this bullshit? It's like, well, me and God got caught stealing. Well, no, Michael, that was all you. And God saw you do it, assuming you believe in the invisible cloud being. But knowing he was watching you, you still stole the money. So you didn't care if God knows that you're a thief. You're a thief and a whore and a liar. And your God knows that, Michael. And he knows you're going to steal again because you got no character. But that's why a guy like Del Giorno goes into the whole Christian business. And trust me, it's a business. He's going in that business because the religious people are stupid. You tell a guy I'm tight with God. Oh, me too. Here's my wallet. Here's my money. Whatever you say is true because you're a Christian. You say it's like those plumbers that drive around with the little fish on the back of the deal. Oh, he wouldn't screw me. He's a Christian plumber. I know he said it was only going to cost $35 and end up costing $600, but he wouldn't do that to me because he's got a damn fish on his van. What a crock of shit. Michael Del Giorno, liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
But while I was on vacation earlier this week, the Tulsa World published a story about me, which I understand has generated some degree of interest and question among my listeners here at KFAQ.
Listen to this guy. This liar, this thief, this whore, this fraud. He's acting like, well, when I was out of town, the newspaper printed something. I don't know what it could be. See, I wasn't looking. I was over here. And then the Tulsa paper reported something that, oh, you know, it might have generated some concern with my Christian listeners. What a fraud he is. After he's gotten caught now, he's still telling these people, oh, how could this happen? We'll have to get into it and see. Michael, what a whore you are. You are such a whore, Michael. God, I'm going to send this a copy to everybody. I hope your new radio station in Nashville or wherever it is, I hope everybody, all the other DJs, I hope they all got their email listed online because they're all getting a copy of this, Michael. Liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Thy name is Michael Del Giorno.
And rather than address the specifics in the story,
listen to him. And rather than address the specifics, no, wouldn't want to do that. He was at a blackjack table, and I forget what they called it. He said, like, first Robin of Spring, and he pointed over there, and while everybody turned for a second, he grabbed a bunch of chips. I don't know if it's from the dealer or the girl next to him or whatever, but he doesn't think it's proper to get into specifics of it. Oh, really? Let me ask you, Michael, back when Clinton had a girlfriend, was it proper to get into the specifics of it? You bet your fucking lying whore ass it was. You spent years on Clinton's cock, you cheap-ass son of a bitch. When Clinton had a girlfriend, oh, you were the most morally outraged son of a bitch in the whole country, Michael. And now here you get caught stealing, and you don't think you should address the specifics. Well, ain't that hunky-dory? How convenient that Michael Del Giorno doesn't think it's worthwhile to get into the specifics of his crimes. Oh, Michael, liar, thief, whore, and fraud, who doesn't think it's worth getting into the specifics of the crime you committed. You've got morals like Jeffrey Dahmer. You're a cut above Dahmer. I'll give you that. Michael Del Giorno, criminal. Michael Del Giorno, thief. Michael Del Giorno grabbed his God and dragged him through the mud. You should have just left that whole Christian thing. You should just should have let it go. You got caught. All this talk about, oh, I'm such a good Christian, and then you went and stole from a casino. That just shows you got no character, Mike. You're a piece of shit. You understand, Mike? The men in the gutter, the homeless people in the gutter who haven't been caught stealing anything, they got a lot more out of life than you got, Michael. Oh, and by the way, how'd you lose your home? Was it through gambling? You got a gambling problem? Funny how Jesus can't help you with that gambling problem, Mike. Why is that? We're going to get into that. He's going to say, oh, I had no business in a casino. Well, yeah, you made the decision. You didn't find yourself in a casino. Liar. Don't give us that. Oh, I shouldn't have gone to the casino. I turned around and, well, there was a blackjack table. How'd that happen? Yeah, the lady from Bewitched, she twinkled her nose, and the blackjack table in the casino appeared around you like a holodeck on Star Trek. That's exactly what happened, Michael. You didn't get in your car and drive to the casino. No, 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 no.
I believe it's more important to talk to you about what happened.
Well, fine, liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Tell us what happened. Oh, but you said you didn't want to get into the specifics of it. So I guess you'll just give us a general tour of your crimes, Michael, because you don't want to get specific about it. But again, when Clinton had a girlfriend, oh, you had to know everything. Did he touch her there? Did he touch her there? And where did she touch it? She used her mouth on the president's sexual organ. Oh, my God. Will the nation continue this constitutional crisis that has gripped us? And then you are the petty piece of shit that went to the casino and stole chips and put them in your pocket and got caught. And you're trying to act like you're more moral than Clinton? Please. What kind of radio station would hire a discredited piece of shit like you, Mike? Are you there emptying trash cans and you working for like minimum wage? Are you the new guy on the totem pole? Did they actually shell out some bucks to get a liar and a whore and a thief and a fraud on their station so he can talk about baby Jesus and how much it means to him to be a Christian? Well, trust me, by the end of the day, everybody at your station is going to know what a liar and a thief and a whore and a fraud you are, Michael. You probably went over there, oh, Tulsa's so left-wing. Oh, yeah, Tulsa's just, it's worse than San Francisco, and they hated me. They persecuted me because I was a Christian, and they wouldn't let me profess my faith to my Lord and baby Jesus, so I had to leave. And then they fabricated these charges that weren't true just to persecute me because I'm such a good Christian. Oh, if only the Christians weren't so persecuted. Liar, thief, fraud, and whore, thy name is Del Terno.
Have you been to the casino?
No, of course I haven't, honey. I don't believe in gambling.
We know technically he might be telling the truth just this one time. He doesn't believe in gambling because you could lose your money. He believes in stealing the money. Now, see, all you can do there, you can break even and not steal anything, or you can get away with your crimes and leave with some money. But that's not gambling. So, hey, we caught Michael Del Giorno telling the truth. He doesn't believe in gambling, but he believes in stealing.
To be accountable and honest with you, my audience.
You say you want to be honest, Michael. How are you going to do that? How is someone that's a liar, a thief, a whore, and a fraud, how are you going to be honest with us, Michael?
And take complete responsibility.
And Michael, pray tell, how will you take complete responsibility for your theft? You can't control yourself long enough to be in a casino, so you can't go there anymore. And you say you're going to accept responsibility. What's the difference between accepting responsibility and saying you're accepting responsibility? Can you explain that for me, Michael? What's the difference between taking responsibility for your crimes and saying you're going to take responsibility for your crimes? Can you explain the difference between those two for me, Michael?
As well as ask for your forgiveness.
The answer is no. We don't forgive you because you haven't confessed to your crime yet. You have to acknowledge the crime you committed before we can even begin to talk about any kind of rehabilitation. Until you say the words, I stole money from the casino and I got caught, and now I look like a ignoramus here after dragging my God through the mud, committing crimes in God's name. Yeah, you haven't said anything like that, Michael. All you said is, I don't think we should talk about it, but I accept full responsibility. Ask for your Well, no, we don't forgive you, Michael. Liar, whore, thief, and a fraud. Why should we forgive you? If you hadn't gotten caught, you'd have done it again. You may do it again still in the future. What, are you going to come back after you get caught the next time and say, oh, I don't want to talk about it, but I want your forgiveness? The answer is no. Until you show some remorse, until you show some responsibility, until you at least face the facts. If you face your crime and say, I did a bad thing, I did an unchristian thing, I committed a sin, I committed a crime, I'm not a very trustworthy son of a bitch. Until you do some of that, Michael, no, you're not going to be forgiven for anything. And I know you think God forgave you. Well, what choice does he have? Since there is no God, what's he going to stick his head that doesn't exist out of the invisible cloud being mansion that doesn't exist and say, it's okay, Michael, I forgive you? Ain't going to happen. Shame, shame on you, Michael. Making a living by outwitting the stupidest people among us. How dare you? You're no better than that guy who robbed the lady who's 101 years old in New York that they had made a big thing out of. That's who you are, Michael. You're going after the most vulnerable people there are, the people who are scared, the people who have to depend on their lucky rabbit's foot, or they had their guardian angel sitting on their shoulder. You're going after those people, scaring them. All in Jesus' name, you son of a bitch. If I believed in God, I would never do that to him. If I believed in God, I wouldn't sin. I wouldn't steal. I wouldn't do anything because I believed in God, because I'm being watched by the man who's going to judge me for the rest of eternity. But no, Michael, you threw that all away. You threw that away for what? $20? $50? $50 meant more to you than your God. And now you're trying to tell us God forgave you? Bullshit. You're lying to yourself. The biggest crime. Bigger than stealing from the casino. Lying piece of shit. Telling yourself that God forgave you. He doesn't. The only one who can forgive you is the Osage Casino, whichever one you get caught in. If they invite you back, that's a sign of forgiveness. Until that happens, you are not forgiven. Quit pretending this whole, I'm going to tell you all about, I'm going to pull a Michael Dell journal, I'm going to be honest with you. No, you're not. After the fact, you're still committing the crime. It's the same ongoing crime. Until you admit what you did, you're just as guilty as you were the second they grabbed your hand and said, oh, Mikey, we caught you now. We got you on the film. Liar, thief, whore, and fraud, Michael Dell journal.
As I've said many times on the air, it's not a secret, gambling and smoking are by far my two biggest weaknesses.
Well, then why didn't you just say so, Michael? If you acknowledge your weaknesses in general, then it's okay. If you had a weakness for young boys and you raped a few of them, well, that'd be okay because you just said my two weaknesses are cigarettes and young boys. So it's okay if you rape a few of them, Michael. Tell you what, why don't you become a Boy Scout den father, whatever those are called. That way you can get your hands on all the little boys you want. And when you get caught doing that crime, like when you got caught doing this crime, you can say, well, it's okay. God forgives me. And I ask you for your forgiveness, too. It's the same thing, Michael. A crime's a crime. If you believed in God, you wouldn't commit any crimes. But you don't. You're a liar, a whore, a thief, and a fraud. How dare you? Scaring and fooling the sick and the old and the stupid that way. Shame on you, liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Michael Dell Giorno, you ought to do the right thing. What you ought to do is pack up, get out of the show business. Oh, that's another old Mr. Ego. He's got to be on the air. Hi, I'm Michael Dell Giorno. I'm a big guy. I'm really something. Me and God, we're tight. And I commit crimes. When I get caught, I just move to a different city and start my crimes over again like a Catholic priest. You get caught, you move somewhere else. You get caught, you move somewhere else. Oh, the Lord is with me. He don't mind me raping little boys and stealing money from casinos. Michael Dell Giorno, liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
And for some of you, for me to have even gone to a casino or to gamble would be perceived as hypocritical.
No. Why would we think that, Michael Dell Giorno? Liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Oh, I got a problem with gambling, and I found myself in a casino. How did it happen? You knew where the casino was. You didn't accidentally turn into the casino. You got in your damn car and you drove over there, possibly with the intent of stealing money the whole time. I imagine you make a pretty good salary. What, do you make $100,000 a year? You got some money in your, well, you did before you lost your house. Is that what happened, Michael? You just lost paycheck after paycheck at the casino until you had to give up your house. Is that why your second wife left you, Michael? You never told us why your first wife left, and you haven't told us why the second wife left, but maybe you sleep around a lot. Maybe God forgives you for that, too. What do you, get drunk and you go gambling, you whore around, and then you say, oh, God forgives me because my weakness are cigarettes and gambling and girls. As long as you say those are your weaknesses, Mike, then everything's forgiven. You're the saint that we always thought you were. Michael Dell Giorno, liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
And I want you to know, I agree that it is.
Wait, you agree with what? That you're a liar, thief, whore, and fraud? Is that what you're saying, Michael? Did I hear you say that? But the other thing is, he's acting like he was caught committing the crime of casino. If they have a casino in your town, that means it's legal. Oh, I shouldn't even have been near the casino, as though it was the casino's fault. No, Mikey, blackjack's legal in this town. Casinos are legal. What you did was illegal. Stealing is what's illegal. And you continue to lie to this day. Every word you say that doesn't include the word, I stole money, is a lie and a fraud. That's you, Mike. Liar, thief, a whore, and a fraud. Unless you say the words, I stole money, I got caught, I feel ashamed of myself. Until you say those words, you're not sorry. You're still not sorry. You're sorry you got caught. That's all it is. You got, like, what kind of idiot does it take to go in a casino and steal with 50 cameras on you? Not only are you a liar, a thief, a whore, and a fraud, you're fucking stupid. You don't do that. You might as well take a club out there and knock some guy in the head and steal his wallet. You're just a thief. And you got caught. Say you got caught stealing, Michael. Say the words. Until you say those words, you don't have a chance. And I guarantee you, if there was a God, he's not forgiving your lying, whoring, thieving ass. You haven't said the words. Oh, let me guess. In private, you spoke those words to God. But no, you're asking us for forgiveness. You got a microphone in your hand. You got a city listening to you. Tell the truth, Michael. Confess. I stole money. Say the words, Michael.
A year ago, I went into a casino, originally thinking to myself to see what games are being played, to stay informed, to be able to talk about it.
Lie after lie after lie after lie. You're still lying to us. You're still lying to your listeners. You're still lying to your precious God up in heaven because you can't help yourself. You didn't go in there to report on what's new. Hey, guess what? The poker room is still the poker room. The blackjack tables are still the blackjack tables. What did you think you were going to report on? What new slot machines they have? Oh, did they have the Wheel of Fortune slot machines? That's what you're going to report on? You didn't go in there to report on anything. You went in there to report on something just like an alcoholic goes in a bar so he can report on what color the bar stools are. Liar, liar, liar. You continue to lie. You went in there to gamble. A drunk goes in a bar to get drunk, and Del Giorno goes in a casino to gamble. Quit lying to yourself. If there was a God, he would strike you fucking dead as you sit there in front of that microphone. You're damn lucky there is no God, Michael, because he'd be mighty pissed off at you. He'd be okay with me. I don't drag his name through the mud every time I get caught with a crime. No, it's just you, Mikey, and you continue to lie. Oh, please forgive me, but I'm going to lie to you some more about what I was doing there, but please forgive me. It doesn't work that way. Liar, liar, liar. Liar, thief. Whore and fraud, Michael Del Giorno. It just goes together like bacon and eggs.
Perhaps even write a book about it. But then I started playing. And I know now that I never should have gone to a casino.
More lies because you're a hopeless addict, Michael. You knew you were going there to gamble. And the fact that you would risk your eternal salvation over the thrill of gambling means you would probably risk your life, maybe other people's lives. You're out of control, Michael. You can't help yourself. If you thought there was a God and you intentionally went there to gamble, and when you ran out of money, you started stealing money, you were risking the rest of your eternity. You're lying to God, you're lying to yourself, you're lying to us. You can't help yourself. You're a hopeless addict. You need to be in rehab, Michael, is what it is, because odds are if you've got a gambling problem, you probably have a drinking problem, maybe had a little cocaine up your nose, you maybe running around with the women a little too much, or maybe the problem you have... Maybe the reason two of your wives left you is because maybe you weren't giving a little something-something at home. Maybe you cruise the bars at night looking for a fella to link up with. Is that your problem, Michael? You're out of control. Don't tell us that you're not guilty of this and that, because you don't know. You can't control yourself. You don't know what you're doing. You look your God in the eye and say, I didn't intend to gamble when I went there. He knows you're lying. If there's a God, he's reading your mind. He can see you fabricate the lies in your head before they come out your lying mouth. Michael Del Giorno, liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
Sure, we're all human and we all have weaknesses. Everyone's done something they'd be embarrassed about if found out.
Listen to the Christian. Everybody does it. Everybody's got secrets. Yeah, Bill Clinton had one and you made that your business. And what makes you think God's going to fall for the everybody does it excuse? Are you insulting him again in front of us? Here he is on that station, lying to us, lying to God, kicking his own God in the teeth all the time, saying what a Christian he is. You set the precedent in 1998 that when someone else has a problem, it's your damn business. And you got 2 years of yucks out of that. And now you got caught doing a worse thing than what Bill Clinton did. And you're lying to your God. You're lying to us. Shame, shame. Liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Thy name is Del Giorno.
I feel that by going to a casino and gambling, I failed my family. I failed the people for whom I work with and who worked very hard to build what we built. Every partner, every advertiser, and every organization that supports KFAQ.
No, no, no. You keep lying. You were not charged with casino. You were charged with theft. Lying bastard. Admit it. Say the words. Oh, I let you down when I walked in the casino. No, you didn't, because that's not a crime. When you got caught stealing money on the camera, that's a crime, Michael. Continue to lie over and over, again and again. Lie, lie, lie. You're not sorry. If you're sorry, you would lay the cards on the table. This is what I did. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm no fucking good. That's what you're supposed to say when you get caught, Michael. But you won't do it. You're not a man. You're not honest enough to be a man. Oh, I walked in a casino and shamed my advertisers. Bullshit. I imagine the casino advertisers on your station. What, they get mad if you patronize their product, their place of business? No, Michael. They get mad when you steal money from them. Thief, liar, fraud, and whore.
And obviously, you, the listeners of KFAQ. I just did add one other thing. I also feel like I have embarrassed a god who I take serving very seriously.
If you did, if that was true, you wouldn't be lying during your mea culpa, your big confession, where you continue to lie again and again. You can't admit what you did, Michael. That makes you a very small person. And you're pretending like you're confessing where you're not. Maybe you're fooling those really stupid Christians. Maybe you're fooling the old people who just love the sound of your voice. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling your non-existent God who will not forgive you. Again, I don't know what slice of idiocy you're leaning towards, but in the Catholic Church, you don't get to lie during the confession. If you lie during the confession, you don't get absolution. I am more of a Christian than Michael Del Giorno. I tell fewer lies than he does. I've screwed over fewer people than he has. I haven't had to give my house back to the mortgage company. And you sit there and you lie to God the whole time saying, I take my love for God very seriously, but I'm going to sit here and fucking lie over and over again and again. You are guilty. You're going to hell. If you keep lying to God this way, I'm going to heaven, and you're fucking not. Suck on that.
Probably that's who I'm most embarrassed for.
You're so embarrassed that you committed the sin of casino. Oh, Michael, you keep lying. Lying to your God. He knows you're lying. He is so disappointed in you, Michael. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows that you are intentionally fabricating these lies before you speak them. He knows you're a liar, a thief, a whore, and a fraud, Michael. If there was a God, he'd know even better than me. And that's a pretty high bar because I got you nailed to a T. Please, God, please forgive me for the crime of casino. Please, God, when your crime was stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Where in the commandments does it say thou shalt not casino? Liar! But I know you're a fraud. God knows you're a fraud. You know you're a fraud. And a liar and a thief and a whore.
What I'm most concerned about is lying to Jesus. Oh, no, God, I'm so sorry.
Well, then why do you continue to lie, Michael? Tell the truth. I stole money. I got caught. I'm no good. I don't belong on the radio. I shouldn't be an example for anybody except the thieves in this city.
Oh, my God is going to be mad.
Yeah, he damn sure is. If there was a God, he would put you in the flames of hell, Michael. Maybe that'd teach you that what's God's is God's, what Caesar's is Caesar's, what the Osage Casino owns is theirs, and it ain't fucking yours.
So I personally ask you to forgive me, and I mean that sincerely.
To quote Ted Stevens, the Republican senator from Alaska, no! You haven't admitted your crime yet. I ain't forgiving you for nothing.
For embarrassment that I may have caused you, for the embarrassment I caused my coworkers, partners, friends.
Michael, you don't have to worry about me, and you don't have to worry about your friends. You embarrassed your own damn self. And the fact that you're using your radio station's microphone to lie about it afterwards, yeah, you're embarrassing them, your coworkers, and your station quite a bit. You stole the money. You told the lies. You are the fraud. And you can't admit it.
My family and most of all my God.
Well, Mikey, we know your family's left you. And I imagine God has too. Why would God want to stick around with a lying, whore, fraud loser like you? What would God see in you, Michael? God would more likely want to hang around a guy like me who's honest, doesn't commit any crimes, doesn't have to lie about his crimes because he didn't commit any in the first damn place. Shame, shame, shame on Michael Del Giorno, liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
My request for your forgiveness comes with this intention. I intend to not ever gamble again in the future.
You didn't intend to gamble the last time you gambled and stole. He keeps saying that gambling was the problem. Mike, admit it. If you look for a caveat here, you are so addicted to gambling that addiction overrode your right and wrong. Is that what you're trying to say, but just can't? You're just not man enough to say the words? How is your promise to not gamble next time any more valid than your promise to not gamble the time before when you got caught stealing? You can't control yourself. You're an out-of-control liar, thief, whore, and fraud. Don't promise me something. I'd rather hear a crack addict say they're not going to do another hit off the pipe than hear that religious shit come out of your mouth about how you and God, what, you and God are going to team up on the problem now? Is that what it is? You and God are going to form a team like Route 66, travel around avoiding casinos, avoiding the crime of casino? You've been lying for a half hour. Tell the truth, you little boy.
And I intend to not even place myself in a position where I might be tempted to gamble in the future.
What does that mean? You're not going to find yourself in a casino parking lot and thus dim down the chances of you finding yourself inside the casino itself? What does that mean? You're going to move away from cities that have casinos and what, put an ankle bracelet on that's going to beep when you get near 100 yards of a casino? Yeah, Mikey, you're sounding like that child molester again.
I vow to stay away from schools. I vow to stay away from playgrounds where little boys play. I vow to keep out of the rectums of young boys. Because I'm Michael Del Giorno. Me and God are trying our best. We're going to make this work. I won't even put myself in a position where my penis could fit inside a young rectum. I won't even do that. I'll just avoid young rectums altogether. Altogether. I just avoid it all. Like that's going to help some out-of-control liar, whore, thief, and fraud.
And I just hope you will understand and support me in this effort.
Support you in your effort to lie to your God? I don't think I could have that much religious hypocrisy in me. I just couldn't be a party to that. Why would you want to lie to your God anyway? If there is no God, you're just mentally masturbating. If there is a God, he knows you're lying. You got no way to win this, Mikey.
Now I realize for many enemies, this isn't going to be enough.
Poor Mikey, surrounded by his enemies that won't buy his horseshit lies. His enemies won't accept that he won't name the crime he was charged with. His enemies won't allow that to happen. His enemies won't understand as he sits there and lies again and again, misleading his audience. Oh, he committed the crime of gambling. He committed the crime of casino. So he's misleading you about his crime. Oh, but his enemies won't allow him to blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's right. Michael, your enemy is the truth. Your enemy is the facts. Your enemy is that PDF that's on MichaelDelGiornoSucks.com. Your biggest enemy is your own lying ass. Liar, thief, whore, and fraud.
And for many people who love me, you're going to want to ask more questions.
But Michael, what makes you think anybody still loves you? If you talk about something that appeared in the paper, yes, they're known for being lying whores, but they probably didn't write down that you were busted for gambling. They probably told the truth, said you were busted for stealing. So how could anybody love you after you sit there and lie to them again and again, over and over, liar, thief, whore, and fraud?
This is why I started my book with the chapter Making of the Messenger. To prove to you in writing I'm flawed.
Mike, we don't need your lying horseshit words to determine that you're a fraud. Wait, did you say flawed or fraud? I guess you're both. A police report tells us your flaws, Michael. The PDF at MichaelDelGiornoSucks.com, that tells us your flaws, Michael. No matter how you try to paper around it, you're guilty of stealing. Admit it.
And a work in progress. It's also why I ended my book with the importance of living what you believe.
You can't be serious. You can't be serious living what you believe. Apparently, you believe stealing is okay, and so you live your life that way.
Oh, I live every day for my Jesus. Oh, I have to live what I believe. Oh, because I'm a lying thief, whore, and fraud.
I think I've just further proven chapter 1, but I failed chapter 12.
You failed to tell the truth in your confession. It proves you're not sorry.
And all I know to do is focus on the message, not the messenger, and move on. Please know I'm sorry. Please know I take complete responsibility.
Again, Michael, what's the difference between you taking responsibility and claiming you're taking responsibility? Explain the difference to me.
And please know that I ask for your forgiveness.
No!
And please know I have no plans to discuss it further.
The Michael Del Giorno Show.
Typical Republican, after lying through his entire explanation, good thing you weren't under oath, Mike, but after lying through the whole thing, he vows he'll never discuss it again. So that means the next time someone calls his radio show and says, hey, Michael, did you commit the sin of casino, or did you commit the sin of gambling, or did you commit the sin of thievery? Oh, I've taken a vow not to discuss it. Yeah, how convenient. That's how sorry you are. You lie all during your confession, and then you say you're not going to talk about it anymore. Liar, thief, whore, and fraud, and I'm out of here.
Bank President Paul Wolfowitz said Sunday that he will not resign over the scandal in which he secured a pay raise for his girlfriend. That's one thing you have to admire about Wolfowitz. He's a total douche.
Sunday is Earth Day, so suck it, Neptune. Yeah, I hate you, Neptune. Hip-hop producer Damon Dash is suing his accountant over mishandled tax returns. Apparently, under dependents, he listed all the shorties in the house.
Woolworths has been forced to scrap their line of Will and Kate souvenirs after Prince William and his girlfriend Kate Middleton broke up. This comes as a surprise to many who thought Woolworths went out of business 100 years ago. In the wake of his disastrous performance before the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez maintains that he still won't resign. Which brings us to our segment called Really with Seth and Amy. Really, Alberto Gonzalez, you're not going to resign because you really should resign. During the hearings, you said you couldn't remember or I don't recall over 50 times. Don't lawyers need to have good memories? I mean, how do you cite precedent? Your Honor, may I remind you of the case of what's-his-name versus the guy with the hat? I'd rather have the guy from Memento as a lawyer. My Commodore 64 has more memory than you, and it runs on bong water. Really.
And you said you prepared for this hearing for a month, but you didn't think to prepare answers for why were they fired or who decided they should be fired. That's the equivalent of not only getting your name wrong on the SATs, but walking up to the old lady who runs the test and punching her in the face. Really.
And really, Alberto, even the most conservative senators think you should resign. Sam Brownback thinks you should resign, and he's so conservative, he thinks watching Will and Grace gives you AIDS. Yes.
Really. And really, President Bush, you think it went well?
Really.
Which part? Because the best thing anyone can say about Gonzalez's testimony was that he didn't use the word nappy, and he remembered to wear pants.
But Alberto, don't get too down, because there is an upside to all of this. By tomorrow, you will forget it ever happened. Really.
Really?
Really.
Huh. Wow.
This has been Really with Seth and Amy.
A new trend in New York City is cuddle parties, which are drug and alcohol-free environments where people meet to explore communication, boundaries, and touch. Some of you may know these parties by their original name, the subway. It was reported that New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg is considering the controversial idea of congestion pricing, which involves charging motorists for entering the most heavily trafficked parts of the city. Specifically, my pants.
A New York City planning subcommittee has opposed a permit for the annual San Gennaro Festival in Little Italy, saying the street fair is too raucous and an inconvenience for residents. This just in, the New York City planning subcommittee is missing.
A Japanese man was sentenced to 21 months in jail for smuggling rare butterflies into the U.S. Though if he's smart, he'll come up with a better story for his cellmate. Officials say they grew suspicious after they noticed the man farting colors. A new fragrance will launch this summer called Coney Island. It will have a combination of smells, including margarita mix, chocolate and caramel, hot dogs, fish, eggshells, needles, Russia, Stefan Marbury, the bearded lady, and murder.
Well, there you had it, show 116. If you're watching your little timer there on your CD player, you see we are out of time. So let me just say thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. I'm out of here.
We got to get it together. You bring the wine and we bring the weather. We haven't come to be clever. We go!